Would you stand to give reverence to the reading of God's word? Luke chapter 2, verse number 41. Are you glad to be saved tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen. Have you been happy that you've been in church tonight?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So here, verse number 41, we'll start reading. It says, I got ahead of myself. I didn't turn this thing on.
I'm the Lord, preacher. Praise God.
Verse 41 of Luke 2 says, "Now his parents went into Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, their child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I," notice that right there. "My father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?" Thank you for standing. You may be seated tonight. And here, whenever Mary and Joseph went to Jerusalem, it says here, every year for the feast of the Passover. And here, you know, it says he was 12 years old when they went to Jerusalem. And I was looking at this, I guess it was last week sometime. And pretty much, I mean, they misplaced him. They forgot about him. And, you know, I got to thinking, if Jesus' own mother could forget about him, then where does that put us at, Jesse? And, you know, I got to thinking about how much or how many times that I've just forgot about him. Whenever something happens in my life, or whenever troubles come, whenever trials come, it seems like I just forget about him sometimes. And, you know, you know what I'm talking about tonight. It seems like we just forget about him. And, you know, I want to preach to you tonight on some places that we can't forget about Jesus. And here, you know, like I said, I was reading this and I was looking at it and I was like, man, you know, if his own mother could forget him, how in the world, how couldn't we forget him? And whenever I was looking at it here in verse number 48, it says, "And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold," it says, she said, "thy father," with a lowercase f, "thy father and I sought thee sorrowing." I guess you just forgot about what his purpose was there for a few minutes. That he was just some kind of normal kid or something. But he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And, you know, like I said, if his mother forget about him, then why wouldn't we? And, you know, like I said tonight, we can't forget about him. There's some places that we don't need to forget about Jesus and forget about his purpose and what he is, Brother Creston, what he does. And, you know, a lot of times we really forget about how big he really is, Jesse, and what he really is. A lot of times we'll just try to hide him. The only time we want to show him off, or the only time that Brother Delmer, that we recognize who he is on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night, and that's it. It ain't somebody that we're real proud of at the job place. It ain't somebody that we're real proud of whenever we're around our friends and things like that. It's something that we like to hide sometimes. And I'm telling you right now, friends, we'll never hide Jesus. We'll never be able to hide him. Bible says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And you know, I got to thinking, whenever I was thinking about this, we can't forget about him in our church. A lot of churches started conforming. A lot of churches have turned contemporary, and they just forgot about who he really is tonight. But we should never, ever, ever forget about what Jesus Christ is and who he is. is to us and how much he means to us. And here, you know, I got to thinking, we can't forget about him in our church. First place that whenever I was thinking about that, we can't forget about him in our prayer. Right. A lot of times, in Matthew 6, verse number 7, the Bible says, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you need before ye ask. And you know, I was thinking about, we can't forget about him in our church. A lot of churches just forget about him. A lot of preachers have put theirself in the place of Jesus. A lot of preachers have put theirself right there where Jesus is supposed to be at, and saying, hey, look at me, look how good I can preach, look how many people I can get to church, look how many people that I can get here. Look how much money that we can get. But friend, that's not how this thing's supposed to work, Kevin. It's all about him and not about us today. It's all about him. That's why this place is a good place. Because we thank the Lord for what he does. We give him praise for what he does. And we're appreciative of what he does. And you know, I was thinking, the next thing I was thinking about, we can't forget about, this is just things in our church. We can't forget about him in our preaching. Oh boy, a lot of people want to preach some things. They want to preach that you can be healthy, wealthy. You want to preach that they can prosper. They want to preach about all these different things. They don't want to preach the gospel. The gospel is something that stirs in our heart. The gospel might not make you feel good all the time. They want to preach things that will tickle your ears, and they want to preach things that make you feel good and justify your wrongdoings and things like that. They want to preach things that will make big crowds come, and that makes people feel good and says, hey, I'm okay in the state that I'm in because the preacher said so. That's not how this thing works, Kevin. The gospel is a real thing. This Bible is real. It's a living book. It ain't always supposed to make us feel good. The Bible says, he said, if you're without chastisement, you're a bastard and not a son. And you know, we ought to be chastised. We ought to see and understand where we're wrong at, Joe. And you know, I was thinking here, like I said, in the preaching, we can't forget about Jesus in our preaching. Here in 1 Corinthians 1, I'll flip over and read that. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 1 Corinthians 1, 18 said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring nothing to the understanding of the prudent. So here we see that we can't forget about him in our preaching. We've seen what happens whenever we forget about Jesus in our church. The doors are probably shut. Or it's just a horrible place to be at. You know, I'm not downing anybody or dissing anybody or nothing like that. But I'm telling you right now, we better not forget who he is, because he has been real good to us here. And we need to give him all the thanks and all the glory that we can. Because he deserves it. I don't understand why he's so good to us. I mean, boy, Josh, today's just been a good day to be in the Lord. It's just been a good day to be saved. I mean, it started this morning whenever Mary was letting us watch the video about Africa, and about whenever we got over there in the prayer room and we started going around the room and saying what we're thankful for and things like that. And then we get to come in here and listen to some real good preaching, probably some of the best preaching I've ever heard. And boy, we get to come back tonight and it just started all over again. And you know, we do not need to take that for granted. We don't need to neglect it, because we do not deserve it tonight. And you know, I was thinking, we don't need to forget about it, what his purpose is. We don't need to forget about what his purpose is. Because if you look at this, everything starts with prayer. Prayer is the most vital part of a Christian's life, a church's standing, I guess. Without prayer, we can have nothing, Matt. Without prayer, it don't work. Because the Bible says pray without ceasing. But if you look at this, I was thinking them three little points there. Whenever I said we can't forget about him in our church, and whenever I said we can't forget about prayer, we can't forget about him in our preaching, And we can't forget what his purpose is. But those things will go together. Yeah. Prayer leads to preaching. Good preaching, solid preaching. You can't preach without prayer, Jesse. You'll never stand up here and do it. Church, we won't have good preaching without somebody praying for it. And without preaching, there's no purpose. No purpose. None. Without preaching, we'd be wasting our time. Tonight, no preaching. Which we had good singing. I understand that. The Lord's here. The Lord's moving. The Lord's dealing. I understand that. But without preaching, Delmer, we'd be in trouble. Without preaching, we wouldn't know what the purpose is. There wouldn't be no purpose in it. We'd be wasting our time. So anyways, the next thing I was thinking about, we can't forget about him in our home. Boy, there's a lot of homes. Lord help me. But there's a lot of homes that they don't care nothing about the Lord. They don't care nothing about Jesus. They've lost him. They've quit using him. They've quit recognizing who he is, Tanner. They quit thanking him for who he is. But I'm telling you tonight, we cannot forget about Jesus in our home. I understand the church is important, and we can't forget about him here. But I'm telling you right now, the most important place is we cannot forget about him in our home. Because what is our kids going to do? What's your kids going to do without him? Boy, think about it tonight. And I got to thinking about the first thing I was thinking about whenever I said we can't forget about him in our home. We can't forget about him in our worship. Worship don't start at the church. Worship starts at home. It's a 7-day-a-week thing. We have to worship all the time, Delmer. We can't forget about him in our worship. And the next thing I was thinking about, we can't forget about him whenever we're willing, or our willingness. I was thinking about our willingness. Without worship, there's no willingness. Without worshiping God, we're not going to be willing to do nothing. You can't be willing to do anything if you ain't worshiping him. That's what I'm saying tonight. And, you know, without a willing heart and without our willingness, we'll never have a good walk with Christ either. So that's what I'm saying. It starts with worship. Worship leads to willingness. Willingness leads to a strong walk with Christ, because you're in Christ, doing what he wants you to do, being what he wants you to be. So that's what I'm saying. We can't forget about him in our home, because those things start at home. Whenever we're worshiping the Lord, it's good to worship the Lord at church. It's real nice. It is. We do it for 2 hours on Sunday morning, 1 hour on Sunday night, 1 hour on Wednesday night. That's not enough worship. We have to do it at home. We ought to be thankful. We ought to be praying. We ought to be doing what God wants us to do. That's what I'm saying. The reason why we worship so good here is because somebody done it before they got here. So anyways, worship, like I said, leads to willingness. Whenever you're worshiping God, you're going to be willing to do some things for him. You'll be willing to invite people to church. You'll be willing to read your Bible. You'll be willing to go out of the way and do something to further the gospel and help the Lord. Whenever you're willing to do those things, your walk with Christ is pretty good, Tanner. It'll get better. It'll get stronger. You'll get closer to him. Bible says draw nigh unto God and he'll draw nigh unto you. So that's what I'm saying tonight. We can't forget about him in our home, because all those things start there. That's what we should be doing before we come to church. Whenever we're not in church, that should be it right there. And the next thing I was thinking about, and I'll be done. I've about preached myself to death. But I'm preaching to you tonight on some places that we can't forget about him. Because if we forget about him here, boy, how bad would it be, Delmer? I mean, if we forget about him in our church, the whole church is shipwrecked. It just ain't going to be a place to be. It ain't going to be a good place to be. We'll be wasting our time. Because today, in the day that we live in, there's a lot of people that's just wasting their time. They come to church for all the wrong reasons. They say that they're serving God, but they're not. I mean, that's just the truth about it. I'm not real smart. I don't have the words for it. I wish I could give this to you like the Lord give it to me. It'd make a whole lot more sense, I promise. But anyways... we can't. The next thing I was thinking about here, first thing, like I said, we can't forget about him in our church. We can't forget about him in our home. And, you know, a lot of times I feel like we forget about him personally or spiritually, I guess. Boy, you know, Spiritually, sometimes we get down. You know, we can put on a show, Ty. We can say that, boy, everything's fine. You know, I can put on my button-up shirt. I can put on my nice boots. And I can come to church and I can say, hey, amen. I can sing Amazing Grace. I can do all these things, Kim. But spiritually, I might be having a warfare, an inward warfare. And, you know, we might be fighting 40 acres of hell on the inside. But we can make everything on the outside look real good. Because, you know, I got to thinking about that. We can't forget about him spiritually because, and the next thing here, and some of my points on that, we if we forget about him spiritually, we lack confidence. Whenever you ain't got no confidence in God, your spiritual life ain't going to be real good. Because we can say with our mouth on the outside, we can say, we know God can take care of this. We know God can do this. But on the inside, spiritually, sometimes it seems like there's somebody in our mind, somebody in the back of us saying, hey, you know God ain't going to do that. You know God ain't going to take care of that. You know God ain't going to do this or do that. Don't look at me like I'm crazy because you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because on the inside, that's the devil speaking to us, saying, making us say, hey, you don't need to have confidence in him. You need to doubt him and things like that. But without confidence, we can't be spiritually, our spiritual life cannot be good. And I was thinking about here, without confidence, but if we've got confidence, confidence turns into commitment. If we got confidence in God, we're going to commit to God. We're not going to be looking everywhere for answers. I'm talking about our spiritual life. We can't forget about God in our spiritual life, so we have to have confidence in God. We have to have it. And confidence will lead to commitment. If we got confidence in God, we're going to commit to him. Bible says in Psalm, commit thy ways unto God. And also the next verse, I think it is, say, commit thy works unto God. So we have to commit everything that we've got to God. If you ain't got confidence in him, you ain't going to commit to him. So that's what I'm saying in our spiritual life. It starts with confidence. And the next thing after a commitment leads to consistent. Whenever you're committed to something, you're consistent in it. Whenever you're committed, you're there. You know, you don't have to wonder where you're at. You don't have to wonder when something's happening or anything. Whenever you're committed to something, you're consistent to it. So that's what I'm saying. Spiritually, we have to have confidence. We can't forget about Jesus. We can't lack confidence in him. We have to have confidence, which will lead to commitment, which commitment will lead to our consistent. So that means that we're spiritually, if we forget about him, we don't have any of that. Spiritually, if you forget about him, you're in a mess. Because, I mean, how many people in here tonight, you ever went through a time and went through a hard time, and spiritually you wasn't right where you're supposed to be at with the Lord? Well, the only time that you had opened your Bible was on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night or a Wednesday. The only time that you ever thought anything about him is whenever your alarm clock went off and you said, well, I got to go to church today. Didn't think nothing about church. Didn't think nothing. I mean, just spiritually, you was in bad shape. But I'm thankful whenever we are close to the Lord. And spiritually, whenever it's real strong and there's a good bond there. Boy, it's real sweet, Kristen. It's real good. That's what I'm saying, that we cannot forget about him spiritually. Because, boy, every time, spiritually, if we're not living close to the Lord and doing what the Lord wants us to do and being committed to him, being consistent, having confidence in him, the devil's going to win every single time. Every time. So that's what I'm saying tonight. Folks, we cannot afford to forget about him. Because, I mean, I've got three little boys. Two of them's probably right there, and the other one's probably in the nursery. But I got three little boys and a wife. And boy, if I just forget about him and I don't never show them or I don't never take them to church, that's three of them right there that'll be given to the world. All because of me. All these kids in here, I mean, I teach the teenager Sunday school. Well, if I go out and I do things that ain't pleasing to the Lord, and they look at me and say, well, Scotty does it, I've just shipwrecked them. If I just forget about the Lord, that's what I'm saying. I've got a lot of eyes on me. And this church, you've got a lot of eyes on you too. Say, well, they go to Amazing Grace. Kevin Sexton's their pastor. Wouldn't you hate to offend the Lord? Wouldn't you hate to offend Kevin? But most importantly, though, wouldn't you hate to offend the Lord? That's what I'm saying. We don't need to forget about him. I mean, I could keep going. I could be real mean and say, you don't forget about your ball games and stuff like that. I ain't going to say that. But that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, we remember the unimportant things whenever we need to be remembering the important stuff. So that's what I'm saying tonight. Anyways, I'm done preaching. If everyone would stand. I may have just killed every bit of it. A lot of times, guys, well, I remember a lot of things that ain't important. But a lot of times when it comes to the important things, I forget all about it. If maybe if Alyssa was going to come get a song, if everyone would stand.